A flood watch remains in effect through this evening for northwest Georgia as a stalled front continues to bring rounds of heavy rain to the area. Expect off and on showers and thunderstorms through today and into the weekend. It won't be a washout, but outdoor plans could see a few interruptions. By Sunday, just isolated showers expected with a high near 90. Looking ahead, next week turns hot and dry with afternoon highs in the lower 90s. Keep it here on Georgia 93.7. Patrick Corr has got your latest forecast throughout the day and all weekend long. Walker County's unemployment rate held steady at 3% in the latest report from the Georgia Department of Labor. That is well below Northwest Georgia's regional average of 3.4%. Catoosa and Gordon counties posted the region's lowest unemployment rate at 2.8%, followed by Dade County at 2.9%. Whitfield County came in at 3.3%, while Chattooga County reported the highest rate at 3.8%. The report also shows Northwest Georgia's labor force reached a record high of more than 460,000 workers, reflecting continued long-term job growth across the region. Walker County officials say this year's road resurfacing program is nearing completion. Just four roads remain after the current paving work wraps up. Contractors are now resurfacing Huffman Road, Van Horn Road, County Line Road, and Chapman Road. After that, they'll turn their focus towards Old Chattanooga Valley Road, Delmont Howard Road, Walker Hollow Road, and Powder Springs Circle. County leaders say more than 70 miles of roads are being resurfaced this year. That brings the total since 2018 to more than 253 miles funded from T-Splost and Splost. We've got more news coming up after this. A new AARP Georgia poll finds voters age 50 and older could decide this year's races for governor and U.S. Senate. The survey found voters over 50 cast nearly 70% of ballots in this year's primary, and 88% say they're highly motivated to vote in November. The poll shows Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms leading Republican Rick Jackson by 2 points in the governor's race, while Democratic Senator John Ossoff holds a 9-point lead over Republican Congressman Mike Collins. Among voters age 50 and older, affordability remains the top issue, followed by protecting Social Security and Medicare and lowering health care costs. The latest Walker County restaurant report, available online at discoverwalker.com. Holy Smoke Barbecue in Chickamauga got a 100. So did Lafayette Nutrition and Wolf Den's Coffee Shop in Lafayette. NASCAR takes over the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Sunday with a Brickyard 400. You can hear all the action starting at 2 here on Georgia 93.7, your home for NASCAR in North Georgia. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.